Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, trials and tribulations, listening to hard promises that bring hope with them. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast. If you're watching the video for this, you see a new camera angle. So if you let me know what you think about that, unless you don't like it, then just keep your comments to yourself. No, I'm just kidding. Well, today we're going to look at a familiar passage, one that came across my desk as I was listening to a podcast probably a couple weeks ago now. Familiar passage because it's about the resurrection. It's about Luke chapter 24 and when the women went out to tend to the what they believed was the dead body of Jesus. They were afraid. They were scared. They were downtrodden. They were just, I don't even know all the emotions that must have been there. But in the midst of that, they find an empty tomb, and that's not the surprise. It is a surprise to them, but that's not where I want to focus. I want to focus on the words later in those verses and then specifically look back at a time when Jesus taught on that very topic. And we're going to talk about trials and tribulations. You know, so many times in life we get surprised at down things that happen to us. And if we're really honest, we shouldn't be surprised. You know, I think of James chapter 1 where it tells us when you face trials of many kinds. When? And Jesus himself said, you're going to be persecuted. It's going to be hard to follow me. In fact, not only are you called to follow me, but you're and share in the positives, but you're called to share in the suffering. And so it leaves me wondering, why do we get surprised? And then I'm getting to Luke chapter 24, and I want to read the first 8 verses to you and just kind of comment further on it from there. Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said, why do you look for the living among the dead? He, Jesus, is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you. Now catch this. While he was still with you in Galilee, verse 7, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified on the third day, and be raised again. Then they remembered his words. Well, it just reminds me, these ladies and the disciples, quite honestly, certainly did not see this coming. They had followed Jesus and they had expected a number of things. Some expected a knight in shining armor that would conquer the Roman army that was occupying their land, the Roman government. And some, you know, maybe even expected a high place in society, an easy life. But see, Jesus never promised an easy life. If you flip over with me to John chapter 16, right around verse 17, Jesus gets into teaching. And in verse 17, it says, some of his disciples said to one another, what does it mean to be saying, in a little while you will see me no more, and then in a little while you will see me, because I am going to the Father. And so we see that in this passage specifically, he doesn't mention those things that the angel said, but Jesus a number of times told them he was leaving. He wasn't going to be there forever. He was going to be killed, but he was going to raise again. And basically telling them, this is why I came. This is why everything happened up to this point was for Jesus to come, live a perfect life, teach, die the death, and pay the payment we couldn't pay to be the payment for our sins, and that he wouldn't stay dead, but he would raise again. And so when this happened, exactly like he said, he was handed over to the religious leaders, he was killed, and he was put in a tomb, they were surprised to find the tomb empty. Now, if it sounds like I'm being too hard on them, maybe I am being a little too hard, because I have no doubt that in the same situation, if I was put in those same situations, I most likely would have reacted in the same way. They watched Jesus die. Even though he said it was going to happen, and even though he said he was going to raise again, so many times the scriptures tells us that they didn't understand. And so when Jesus did raise, they were shocked. And it took the angels telling them, look, he told you this was going to happen. Don't you remember what he taught you? Then their minds remembered. Well, back to John chapter 16, later on in this passage, in fact, at the very end of the chapter, Jesus says this about the things he taught them. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but, catch this, take heart, I have overcome the world. You know, when reflecting on this, I have not been put in the same situation as the early disciples or these women that we read about in Luke chapter 24, but there's been times in my life where I have questioned God's promises, just being honest with you. And I don't know that I'll ever stop having those moments. I pray that I will trust God more and more every day, that I will seek him fully, that I will believe in what he says, that his promises are true. I believe that with all of my heart. Yet, there are times when my flesh doesn't. Or at the very least, frustration, anxiety, depression, things like that creep in, and I start to question, am I really following God? And do I have hope? Well, I remember from the podcast that I mentioned, when he shared about this, he shared this statement in relation to the women not believing in the moment. Catch this. If we won't listen to the hard promises, we won't hear the hope that comes with it. See, in John 16, Jesus is teaching and saying all these hard things. He's saying hard promises, hard truth that is going to come. But I love the end of chapter 16, verse 33, where he says, take heart, I have overcome the world. See, Jesus came and lived the perfect life. He lived the life we couldn't live, to be the sacrifice we couldn't be, to pay the debt that we couldn't possibly ever pay. But it took the shedding of blood to do that. All throughout God's word, it says there cannot be forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. That's why the sacrificial system was put in place back in the Old Testament. And that's why Jesus had to die, had to be a man, fully man, yes, but fully God as well, to be the perfect sacrifice. And he said, listen, these are hard promises, but I guarantee you this is what's going to happen. He was going to die on a cross. He was going to raise again and live forevermore. And that because of that hard promise, he brought hope, and hope comes with that promise. And if there's one thing I've learned in my short life, is that when God promises something, God delivers 100%. There's not one example in scripture and history of God promising something and not fulfilling it. Now, there are some things that haven't yet come to pass because, like, the end times haven't happened yet. And although it feels like we're in the end times, who knows how long it's going to be, there are things that are yet to come. But 100% of the things that God promised up to this point in history have come to fruition. So when Jesus said, take heart, I have overcome the world, it helps me understand verses like James chapter 1 and verse 2 through 4, where it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. You know, if I think of this from a worldly perspective, if I think about this from what I might get from this world, man, when tough things happen, it leads to tough times, period. But I realize that my hope is not in this world. My hope is in Jesus. My hope is in what He has done for me and what He has promised and what He has called me to as a follower of Him, as a disciple, to deny myself, to take up my cross, surrender myself to Him regularly, daily, and to follow Him. And that's where my hope lies. So that even when bad things happen, even when good friends get cancer, even when loved ones pass away, even when your son has an unexpected surgery, even when your mother-in-law has another mass removed 11 years after the last time, we trust in God. We can trust in Him. See, because if we trust Him in the hard promises, if we seek His kingdom first, we will see His hope. So what's amazing about Jesus is that His hope in Him is fully realized in His death, burial, and resurrection. And so that's why I think it's easy to say that if we trust and listen to the hard promises, we will see hope that comes with it. Because like Jesus said in John 16:33, take heart, I have overcome the world. And what that tells me is no matter what happens to me in this earthly life, I know that my final destination, my salvation, is rest solid in the person of Jesus Christ. And because of what He did on the cross, He gave me, through His grace, because of my faith in Him, an eternal salvation that means I will be with Him. And Paul tells us that it's amazing. It's to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So no matter what happens on this life, even the worst thing that they can do to you on this life, putting your life to the end, we will be with Jesus. Why? Because the hard things have been promised and He has fulfilled them. And this brings great hope. Well, I hope this message today has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, everybody, have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.